A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul went on also to Derbe and Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, though his father was a Greek. Timothy was well spoken of by the believers in Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and Paul took Timothy and had him circumcised, because the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that Timothy's father was a Greek. As they went from town to town, they delivered to people for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and the elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in numbers daily. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. When they had come opposite Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia, pleading with him, and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. The Word of the Lord. Who closed that door? I think that's the question of the day that each of us need to ask. Most of us have probably heard the little motivational story of when you're down and when one door closes, another one opens. Well, maybe that's the hand of God opening that other path for us. But the thing is, maybe it's the hand of God closing the door. And that's something to think about. We have Paul and Timothy here, wanting to preach in Asia, wanting to go north and east into Asia, preaching the word of God to great success. And it says here in Acts, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. And so they were forced to go west. West into Troas and Macedonia. It was the hand of God. It was not the evil one who prevented their preaching in Asia. It wasn't the hard-hearted opponents of Paul keeping his message from being heard. It was the hand of God. So often, we attribute our failures to others, or to things wrong in ourself, or to the evil one. But I think sometimes our failures are God's way of making us look elsewhere, to say our real work maybe aligns elsewhere. And this failure is the hand of God pointing us in the right direction, preventing us from the wrong direction. In Paul's day, the people of Bithynia and Mysia, someone came, someone preached the good news there, just not Paul. There was other work that God had for them to do, and other people God had to send to Bithynia. And so that makes us look in our own life, at our own failures, and say, who closed that door? Maybe it was God. And if so, maybe I need to respect that failure and to rethink what it is I was trying to do. Now, of course, the hard part is, how do you tell the difference between a failure of, I need to work harder, I need to think more clearly, or I need to recognize the hand of God leading me elsewhere? What's the difference? I don't think there is an objective difference. Here, only prayer can help. Only living a life soaked in prayer, given over to the Spirit of God, could possibly help one to see the difference between a door that's slammed shut by the evil one, a door that looks closed but you need to push a little harder on, and one closed by the Holy Spirit. And our response to those doors has to be very different. So I think the Word of God for today, for us, is to look at our failures and in prayer say to ourselves, who closed that door?